This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. This is a time to take a few minutes to stop, relax, and refocus your perspective on the bigger story your life is in. Lie flat out on your back if you can. Otherwise, just sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms. Take in a deep breath. In through your nose, into your belly. Maybe focus on using your stomach muscles to make your belly rise. With each intake of new breath, just ascend the air deep into your belly. And as you breathe out, let your out breath be longer than your in breath. And with each out breath, see if you can focus your mind on feeling your body from within. And as you focus your mind on feeling your body from within, with each out breath, focus on letting go of clenched muscles all throughout your body. Try to imagine every muscle in your body letting go, falling, dropping. A little more with each out breath. Breathing in through your nose into your belly, deeply, a deep breath. And your out breath being longer than your in breath. And you're feeling all the muscles in your body release, drop, fall, letting go of holding yourself up. The muscles in your face, your cheeks, your jaw, the muscle of your tongue that goes deep into your throat, just let it go and feel it lying there, doing nothing. The muscles behind your eyes, around your eyes. The muscles on top of your scalp, the back of your scalp. Feeling those muscles release. The muscles in your neck, your shoulders, dropping, letting go. Falling. Feeling your arms and hands completely let go and just lie there heavy. Feeling the weight of your arms. Deep breathing through your nose into your belly. And a slow, drawn out breath, focusing on feeling the muscles in your abdomen let go, release. The muscles in your back, your hips, your pelvic floor muscles, letting go, completely letting go of holding yourself up. When you're ready, take another deep breath and hold it. And then add to it a second deep breath and hold that one as well. And when you breathe out a sigh of relief through your mouth. And focus your mind on feeling the weight of your legs just lying there, heavy. Your legs are not holding you up, they're just lying there. Every muscle dropping toward the ground. Feeling your feet just lie there. And when you're ready, take in another deep breath and hold it. And then add to it a second deep breath and hold it as well. And as you breathe out a sigh of relief, focus your mind on feeling your entire body drop. Relax. Let go of holding yourself up. Feeling that from head to toe, your legs and arms, your face, neck, shoulders, abdomen, back, your whole body, feeling heavy, letting go. We often feel tension unconsciously into our bodies and our muscles tighten without us even knowing it. It's not until we put our mind on focusing on letting go of tightness that we're even aware of the tightness in our body. Tightness in our face, jaw, neck, head. Tightness in our abdomen, or wherever you may hold tension in your body. And a lot of times it's because we're unconsciously feeling distant from God, separated, disconnected. We're feeling alone. We're feeling on our own. We've dislocated our identity outside the bigger story our life is in. David writes in Psalm 143, verse 2, he says, "Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you." A lot of times we feel disconnected from God, a separation from God. But David is saying, don't enter into judgment with me because no one living is righteous before you. You are in the same boat as anybody else alive today. So he says in the next verse, "The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in the darkness like those long dead." Now, you may not have a sense of physical enemies pursuing you. Maybe you do. David did. But the Bible tells you that you for sure have spiritual enemies, forces of darkness that are pursuing you every single day, trying to crush your life to the ground, trying to make you dwell in a sense of darkness, separation from God, disconnection. So David says in verse 4, "So my spirit grows faint within me. My heart within me is dismayed." But then he says in verse 5, "I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done." That word remember, the word meditate, the word consider, those three words are synonyms. When David says, "I remember the days of long ago," it's not as if he was there. He's not remembering his own experience of them. He's using a word that means to be mindful of. I am mindful of the days long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider. And that's just a word again that means to meditate what your hands have done. So do that. What has God done long ago? What has He done for you so that you can know He's not entering into judgment with you? So that you can have an answer to the one who's trying to make you feel separated, disconnected, get you isolated and in darkness, have your spirit grow faint and your heart become dismayed. Your answer is to be mindful of, to meditate on what God has done, what He has done for you in Christ, becoming human, dying on the cross. Paul says in Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates His love for you in that while you are a sinner, Christ died for you. And He rose from the dead so that you don't have to sit in darkness, so that God doesn't enter into judgment with you." Paul says in Ephesians 2, verse 4, "But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. This is what God has done long ago for you. These are the works of his hands to meditate on, to be mindful of, to feel this into your body. Because of his great love for you, because of his richness in mercy toward you, not only did Christ die to take your sin and death upon himself forever, but he rose from the dead and has made you alive right now. This is what he did long ago. He made you alive with Christ. God raised you up with Christ. God seated you with him in his heavenly realm, in the kingdom of God, in Christ, so that in the coming ages, he's going to show his richness of his grace and kindness toward you in Christ. That's who you are now. That is how God sees you now. Raised up with Christ, made alive with Christ, all your sin taken upon the death of Christ, and you are seated right now in the kingdom of God. This is how God sees you. This is how you know that God is not entering into judgment with you. This is your answer to the enemy who is pursuing your soul, trying to crush your life, trying to get you to sit in darkness, trying to make your spirit faint and your heart become like a desert. You remember, you're mindful of the days long ago of what Christ has already done for you. You meditate on all his works that he has done for you. You are considering what his hands have done for you. And that's who you are right now. It's already happened long ago. So take a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly. And as you breathe out, use your biblically guided imagination to see your whole body, your whole self, as made alive together with Christ long ago, raised together with Christ long ago, and seated together with Christ in the kingdom of God. That's future, but it's been done already long ago in Christ. And this is how God sees you now, who you are now. Feel that truth into your body. Feel this reality into your body through your biblically guided imagination. Do not bring your servant into judgment, David says, for no one living is righteous before you. I remember, I'm mindful of the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. If you found this podcast helpful, please subscribe so you'll be sure to receive our next episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life.